Welcome to Milk Road Radio, the easiest path to get smarter about crypto. I'm Jay Hamilton, along with my co-host, Kyle Reedhead, and we believe that 1 billion people will be on-chain within the next few years. This is an opportunity, and we're here to guide you to capitalize on that.
Jay, the milkman is on air. Finally, we've all been reading the milkman for couple years now. It's been around, and finally the milkman has launched a podcast. Technically, the milkman is not on the podcast with us. It's just Jay and I, but hopefully we will speak for the milkman because he's got a lot of insights, and we're going to try to regurgitate everything the milkman has taught us.
Regurgitate and milk, I don't know if those two words go well together. Actually, I don't want to regurgitate milk. But we're going to make sure that you guys know what you need to know in the crypto space, because that's what the milkman is all about. That's what he's been about through all the years of the newsletter. Kyle and I are super excited to be here to launch Milk Road Radio. Kyle, what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, today's a special episode. We are going to talk about launching Milk Road Radio and the future we see for Milk Road. So why are we even launching this? What does it mean for you guys that are likely coming here to listen, that have been reading the newsletter for a while? What you should expect from this podcast: we have three shows of Milk Road Radio called News Rollup, Market Watch, and Founders Insights. So we'll break down what each of those are. We'll introduce the hosts, myself and Jay. Who the heck are we, and why are we all of a sudden coming out of the woodworks to launch Milk Road Radio? We will clear that up for you, don't worry. And then we will give you the inside scoop on Milk Road's newest product. You might have seen it, Milk Road Pro, which, along with this podcast, is going to help you become a better investor and capitalize on this bull market that we are so pumped about.
Okay, before we jump in to talk about what we believe in, Kai, we got a really fun competition going on right now at Milk Road. Tell everybody what's happening and how they can win some free stuff.
Yeah, so we want, just to celebrate the Milk Road Radio launch, we want to give out some free Milk Road swag. We have a bunch of different swag that you guys can get. We want to give away some free access to Milk Road Pro. So whether you're already pro or you haven't gone pro yet, we're going to give you some access for free if you win this competition. And the competition is just basically helping us grow, sharing that Milk Road exists. And the way that you can enter this competition is by subscribing to whatever channel you are listening to this podcast on, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. All you got to do is subscribe, take a screenshot of that that shows that you follow or you subscribe or whatever it's called on that platform, and upload it to either Twitter or to Instagram, Instagram story, Twitter post, whatever you want. And just post that picture and tag at Milk Road Daily. That's our Twitter handle. That's our Instagram handle. And that just lets us know that you've done this. Once you do that, that puts you into the competition. And a bunch of you guys are going to be winning some swag, winning some free access to Milk Road Pro. So make sure you do that so you can win some free stuff. And also, it helps us grow. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Super exciting. No doubt. Everyone's going to jump in on that. Okay, Kai, you and I, we sat down a couple days ago with the milkman. We had a little meeting, talk about the launch of Milk Road Radio. Super exciting. The milkman wanted to get his input in. You know, he's got a lot of thoughts he wants to share. We're going to be his voice for right now on Milk Road Radio, but we might bring him out in the future. And in that conversation, we talked about three things that we really believe in. We believe that the whole world will be on chain. We believe that 99% of this space is trash, but 1% is gold. And we believe that you can't take yourself too seriously in life. Kai, what do these beliefs mean to us? How is this going to help those listening today understand Milk Road Radio better?
Yeah, so really a lot of this stems from the idea that we believe that the whole world's going on-chain. We think on-chain is better than online. On-chain is the next online, however you want to word it. And we have believed this for a long period of time now. We have, by the way, had a podcast previously that is now merging into Milk Road Radio. So if you're looking, you can see a bunch of old episodes. This comes from Web3 Academy. We'll talk about that in just a second. But this is a belief we've had for a long time. We believe there's many reasons why people are going to come on chain. Most of us are doing it for the money revolution, right? That's what Bitcoin first started. That's what Ethereum and Solana are currently building off of with decentralized finance. But there's also an internet revolution, right? This is social media, identity, and all these other things that are also coming on chain. We believe that everything, not everything, but most things are going to move on chain over the coming years, which means that most people are going to move on chain over the years. And that means that that's where the opportunity lies. If you knew that everyone was going to go on the internet back in the 90s, then you had a massive opportunity. The same opportunity exists here today in the on-chain world. That's exactly what we want to cover. And it's one of our biggest guiding North Stars for why we are doing this.
Yeah, and as you said, Kai, we've been doing this for 2 years and over 300 podcasts that we've produced, diving into both the money revolution and the internet revolution. And I think what you guys will find is, as you listen to Milk Road Radio, some episodes will be about both the money and the internet revolution. Some will focus more on one versus the other. Sometimes we might focus more on governance and the opportunity of decentralized governance. Sometimes we might focus more on the tech that is building the money revolution and bring on somebody from the DeFi space. So you're going to see that we provide a full scope of both these revolutions, really so that you can capitalize, whether you're a founder, whether you're an investor, or whether you're just an active participant in the space. We want you to be able to capitalize on this opportunity that is, Kai, like once in a lifetime, once in a generation.
Well, you say that, but we also had a cycle a couple of years ago that you could capitalize on. A lot of people didn't. They messed it up. And we're here to make sure that you don't mess up this cycle. Maybe this is our last cycle. Maybe it's not. I have no idea. But that's something we obviously cover a lot. The second ethos, or the second sort of belief that we have here outside of the world's coming on chain, it's currently about 99% of this stuff is trash, but 1% is gold. And that 1% is going to change the world. That 1% is the revolution. And it's all about separating the signal from the noise. It's really hard for new people into this space, if you haven't been in previous cycles, to know what's actually real and, you know, what's gold and what's not gold, basically. And so many people got caught up in the hype. We like to say don't get caught in the hype cycle a lot in our podcast. And that hype comes because it's hard for people to separate that signal from the noise. And so that's a big thing that we are trying to do here in this podcast. We do it in the Milk Road newsletter as well. And I've been doing that for forever. But the whole idea is, look, there's some seriously really good life-altering technology here, both in terms of what it can do for the world, but also what it can do for your bank account. And we want to make sure that you guys know what that is. And we want to make sure that we're getting rid of that hype. We're not getting too caught up in that hype. Look, investing in hype can be useful. It can be great, but you need to understand what's actually happening in the background. That's what we try to uncover here in this podcast. But Jay, it's not all just diving deep into numbers and analytics and interviewing the top people in the space. We can have a little bit of fun too, right? What's the third biggest belief?
You got to have fun. And this is what the milkman said, you know? He was like, you got to grab a glass of milk, sit down, and just enjoy life. Touch some grass, look around. Don't get so caught up in how serious this space can feel, especially when so much of our personal investments or our business and our time are riding on this. So you got to have fun. And Kyle and I are old friends. And so we thought we'd share a little bit of a story about how we met to show you guys that, yeah, we like to have fun too. We like to drink our milk. So Kyle and I first met over a decade ago. We were in Toronto, where we were both living at the time, early on in our business careers. And Kyle showed up to a bar along with a friend that's a girl that he was hanging out with. And she said, hey, you got to meet this guy, Jay. I believe that's what she said, Kai. Correct me if I'm
something wrong. Along those lines. Yeah, you got to meet my buddy.
And so she introduced us, and instantly, Kyle and I hit it off, so much so that we ended up leaving that bar and going to another bar, but we left the girl behind. Needless to say, even though at the time, both of us were actually probably trying to date this girl, and neither of us ever did. Neither of us ever won. Nope. We never climbed that mountain, right, Kai?
No, none of my buddies got to. Actually, my roommate did once for a little bit. That was it.
Well, needless to say, Kyle and I, you'll find throughout listening to Milk Road Radio, we like to have fun. We like to drink some milk sometimes. And that's what we're looking to provide for you guys, is that opportunity to make sure that your crypto life isn't always so burdensome and heavy, but it's lighthearted and fun.
All right, that's exactly it. Jay, let's get into a little bit of who the heck we are outside of that story. That was a fun little story, nice. But I just want to clarify, Jay and I are not the experts here. We are not coming on this podcast to tell you everything to do. Look, we've been in the space for a long time. We have, as you're going to learn from our bios, like, we have spoken to and interviewed and worked with many, many big brands in this space. So like, we get the space without a doubt. We both have been investors for a while, so we have experience, but we don't sit here and say that we are the experts in this. Our goal is to be your voice, right? Those of you that are listening that don't have the opportunity to bring on, you know, the founder of Polygon or the founder of, you know, whatever project in crypto, we want to do that for you and ask them the questions that you want to ask and get you the answers that you need. that is our goal here, is to be a guide, to be just another platform that can support you on your journey in crypto. And so we will do our best to bring on the best guests, whether they're investors, whether they are founders, they're builders, or anything else, and make sure that we're getting all the answers and uncovering all of the things that we don't quite know about this space.
And I think the thing to understand is, as we said, Milk Road Radio is our new platform, and we're super excited about it. And it's a massive platform that's going to give us an opportunity to get a lot of big names out to you guys. But Kyle and I have actually been doing this for over 2 years now. We've recorded over 300 podcasts over the 2 years. We've had founders of Polygon, Chainlink, Ledger, Rarible, Mantle, Argent, Parallel, Dune, Lens, Vayner3, amongst so many other brands that we've interviewed, that has allowed us to understand the space the way we do from a very macro and holistic view that not many people have, quite frankly. We also created a newsletter 2 years ago, which we published over 300 issues under. And then just a year ago, we launched our first paid product, which was Web3 Academy Pro, and we've produced over 60 reports containing analysis and industry insights to help you build and invest successfully on chain. And not to mention all of that, we also run a marketing agency that manages some of the brands in the space: Bankless, Milk Road, Lark Davis, Talent Protocol, and many more. So our experience has set us up for this moment that we're super excited about. Kai, let's share a little bit of our personal journeys, though. Tell us, how did you first get into crypto? Why don't you share a little bit of who is Kyle Reedhead with everybody?
Yeah, I got into crypto in 2019. A buddy of mine, when I was in Mexico in Puerto Escondido, he actually worked for a crypto wallet, and he was talking about crypto when we were playing volleyball, and I was just like, dude, I don't quite get this. I've heard about it a bunch, but I don't get it. Like, let's go for dinner. And we went for dinner, and we chatted for like 3 hours straight. He sent me some ETH, got me to download a wallet, and from that moment on, I just became completely addicted. I'm addicted to two things, crypto and surf. It's actually a good thing for balance, because when I'm surfing for 2 hours every day, I can't check the prices of crypto. And so like, I need to be forced to not do that, to not be looking at a chart. It's a nice little combo. Currently, I'm from Toronto, well, from London, Ontario, Canada, but lived in Toronto, but I'm currently in Brazil, Florianopolis, so that I can surf. You'll notice that on a lot of episodes, I'm going to be in different countries. I spend a lot of time in Nicaragua, Mexico. I'm in Brazil. I was actually just in Argentina, which is amazing. No surf there, but amazing country nonetheless. I live a nomadic lifestyle, but go back to Canada quite a bit as well. Look, I don't have a background in finance, but my entrepreneurial background and in curiosity, which has been something I've had for well over a decade, often leads me to be early in investing in, you know, early new industries, right? When it came to social media, I was very early in that, both in building and creating content, but also in investing in some of it. Also in the weed industry, or the marijuana industry. I'm Canadian, and so when it became legal, if you were early onto that and really understood what was going on in the where the direction of that was going, you could do really well, which I happened to do quite well, I don't know, almost a decade ago. And then again, here with crypto, just sort of noticing that this was sort of the next internet. I did quite well last cycle, more than 10x my portfolio. But the thing that I noticed at the end of the cycle is most of my friends got into this space as well. I was the only one, or one of the only ones, that came out like well ahead than what I was when we first got into it. Most of my friends got blown up, whether it was from FTX or Celsius or NFTs or whatever else. There's a lot of people that make mistakes in the cycles. And look, I made plenty of mistakes too, but I learned a lot and I studied so hard. And plus I've been in these sort of hype cycles before that I sort of got it. And most others around me didn't. And that was the sort of like trigger that said, hey, you need to be creating content. You need to help more people in the space. And part of that was why Jay and I started to do this together, because Jay didn't have such a good cycle last cycle. Why don't you tell us about your story, Jay?
No, I got into crypto in 2020 when Kyle first told me to invest in, and unfortunately that was a lot of top around then. And so I bought the top of ETH. I then bought the top of Coinbase when it IPO'd, and I came in strong. And I was a big fan of Kevin Rose, and I really believed in him as a leader. I think one of my skills is I'm a people person. I'm very good at identifying people and connecting with them and understanding which ones have the capabilities to go far. So I believed in Kevin Rose, and I invested $25K in a Moonbird PFP, and I wrote it up and I wrote it back down, and I still own it today. And it's probably worth
actually the background, like through the background of your screen there
in If you guys are watching this on YouTube, you can see my Moonbird in the background. He's sitting back there in my office. A reminder of, look, you got to take that's big right. swings and you got to make big bets in life. I think that's very important. Look, that was a hard loss for me, but it also, I still believe that you need to take those big bets. It taught me that you need to take bets, not on hype, but on real, legit projects that are here for the long term. And that's probably the biggest thing I learned in the last cycle was the difference between hype and legitimacy of long term. Just while we're talking about me, a few other things. I'm a dad. I used to live in the big city, a multiple time founder, a serial entrepreneur, and I live in the mountains now where I can live a chill outdoor life, touch grass lots and love crypto and love my fam and my son and my wife and my dog Potato.
I was going to say a new dad, but I guess like it's been a bit now. It still feels very fresh and very new, but I guess it's not like how old is Jack now?
Yeah, Jack's 9 months, which is like probably 9 years in crypto. So it doesn't feel new anymore. It feels like a lifetime ago.
Listen, I got a quick poll for those that are listening. If you're listening on Spotify, there's polls. And I just want to know, for those of you listening, is this the first time you've listened to us on a podcast? Or have you been listening before when we were Web3 Academy podcast? There's a poll on Spotify. Please let us know. If you're listening on YouTube, just put it in the comments. Just say first time listener or been listening for a while on Web3 Academy. We just want to gauge who's listening to this episode. Be cool. So thank you.
Okay, let's talk about the three shows that we are going to offer every week here at Milk Road Radio. We've got the News Roll-Up, we got Market Watch, and we have Founders Insights. Kai, tell us about the News Roll-Up. What can people expect from that?
Yeah, so this has always been our top show on the podcast. It comes out every Friday morning and basically is a wrap-up of everything that's gone on over the last week. So we do our best to cover what's happening in the markets, what's happening in terms of like news, whether it's big industry stuff, it's new launches, new announcements, whatever. And then we also talk about airdrop them like it's hot. And then we do some agree disagrees where we talk about what's happening on Twitter. People that have strong opinions, we sort of debate them and we go over it. So it's a great episode because if you don't have a lot of time, you listen to this one episode, it's 1 hour every week, and it basically gets you covered on everything. It's just like what Milk Road Newsletter is, you know, 5 minutes every single day and you get up to speed on what's happening that day. This is that, but in more detail. You get to hear the opinions of Jay, myself, people that we're talking to, and we cover a more broader and I would say more in depth than what you get to do in the newsletter. So it's the perfect addition to the 5 minutes a day you get from the Milk Road Newsletter.
And that comes out every Friday for those who want to make sure you check that out as soon as it drops. Kai, then we've got the Market Watch. What is the Market Watch and why should people listen to this?
Yeah, so this is a show that I host by myself. Jay's not involved in this one. And I bring on investors from many different dynamics, many different areas, whether they're crypto native investors, whether they are more TradFi investors that are getting involved in crypto. And sometimes I'll just do it myself and I'll share a screen and I'll walk through a bunch of charts and things that like our team, the research team from Pro is looking at. But it is your way to really understand markets in an in-depth way. Not just read someone's tweet on what they're buying or selling or some chart they're showing. It's a full hour-long episode on a thesis, right? An update on the cycle, an update on where markets are at, whether it's macro, sometimes it's some technical analysis. We're looking at on-chain stuff. It is every type of indicator you can think of we're going to be covering in this market, Market Watch. So if you are a big-time investor and you really want to know what's going on with markets, this is the episode for you.
Love it. Last up, we have Founders Insights, and this is my weekly show where I come. Sometimes Kai joins. Sometimes we have you join too, Kai. And this is where I interview leading founders from the on-chain Web3 world to really have them share their insights with you. And usually these insights fit into a few different categories. Usually these are insights of the disruption that the on-chain world is going to have on Web2 technology. Where do they see the needle moving? Where are these big disruptions going to take place? And also from their perspective, working deep in founding a business, they usually can see things before the rest of us can. They usually have leading indicators. Or the other category that a lot of these insights come into is really the insights of what it's like to be a founder in one of the fastest moving tech industries in the world. What's it like to raise capital? What's it like to figure out your tokenomics? What are the main considerations? How do you think about a TGE? How do you think about the future of what you're building and how it fits with a DAO or on-chain governance, or all these things that you need to think about with a crypto business that are so different than previous businesses.
I'll tell you what I like about this episode the most. This is what helps you separate the signal from the noise, because you get to understand what businesses in this space are actually sustainable, right? Jay's out there with the founders talking about business models. How are they making money? Does that money go back to the token holders? You know, how does this all work? What are their plans for the future? Like, if you want to understand a project and where it's going, this is the deep dive. And I think it's very, very useful, especially if you're invested in any of the projects and things that Jay is going to be interviewing. So very, very useful and helpful episode.
And I'm thinking what we should do, Kai, is everybody should bring a glass of milk every week. And so we can, you know, start to learn a bit about our guests and what kind of milk they drink. You know, are they going to bring oat or soy or almond? You never know.
We're not interviewing anyone that drinks soy milk, Jay. This is a...
Kai, the soy milk hater. I love soy milk personally, but we're not going to get into milk preferences right now. We want to tell you guys about the new product that we just launched, because it is so freaking exciting. You're going to love it. And I'm going to tell you why you're going to love it, because it's going to help you make more money. I just want to read you, we just released the first Milk Road Pro report. That's the product I'm talking about, this past Saturday. And here's what somebody said. They said it was effing great. They gave it 5 milk glasses out of 5. They said, great analysis. You give all the calories like old, good, full fat milk.
Here it is. See, they didn't say like soy milk, Jay. They said like good, full fat milk. Exactly it.
Okay, so what is Milk Road Pro? Tell us about this product.
Yeah, so Milk Road Pro is the level up from the Milk Road free newsletter that you get. The free newsletter is your simple, quick insights on what's happening in terms of the news. Milk Road Pro is your in-depth research, but for explained in an easy way. It's institutional grade research, is how I like to say it, but it's made for your typical average investor, right? You don't need to understand the finance lingo to get this, but it's a ton of charts, a ton of analysis. It is what the institutions want in terms of their analysis, but it's just explained in a nice story. It's explained through a lot of charts. It makes it so that anyone can understand it, just like what we do with Milk Road free newsletter. So we like to say it's your number one resource for on-chain analytics, for tokenomic deep dives, for macro analysis, and more, all combined into one. And its sole purpose is to help you successfully invest in crypto. Straightforward.
Okay, so I subscribe. What's the breakdown of how is it going to help me be a better investor, Kai?
Yeah, so there's a few components to it. We're always kind of building this out as we build out our pro research team. So we're always creating new content. But right now, you have one pro report that comes out every week. Right now, it's on Saturdays. And it comes in the form of either a token analysis, a sector analysis, market analysis, or investment strategy. So just real quick, market analysis is like we're breaking down macro, we're breaking down technical analysis. We're helping you understand where the cycle is at, where the market is at. Are we in the early stages, late stages, middle stages of a bull market? Are we heading into a bear market? So the direction of markets. Token analysis is looking into specific projects and specific tokens. What are the tokenomics of it? Is this thing legit? Is it sustainable? And really trying to understand, is this thing investable from a fundamental level, but also from a pumpamental level? Like maybe it's not so much fundamentally strong right now, but it's about to hit a narrative. And so both the token analysis will do that, but so do sector analysis. What are the big narratives coming into this space? And what do you need to understand? We just released one just before we merged into Milk Road on AI and crypto. And we did a whole breakdown of breaking into categories. How can you think about this space and start investing in it? So that was a really good one. And then finally, investment strategy. A lot of people in crypto are retail, right? They're just your average investor who happened to be early in the space, don't really have a good plan in place. And so we also have reports that are helping you build a plan, how to set up your portfolio, when to be selling, just tips around the bull market, tips around a bear market, so on and so forth. We actually have an investor's guide. So as soon as you sign up to Pro, you'll get it in the welcome email where it breaks all this down for you. And we have all this in a nice setup, perfect way for you. But these are all the reports you can expect on a weekly basis. Then we also have ongoing indicators. Today was our first one we're recording this a few days before this goes out. But on Tuesday, we have a where are we in the cycle indicators. And it's 5 charts that we update on a weekly basis, helping you understand if we're at the top yet. When should you be selling, basically? We're going to be adding more, but that's what we've got for now.
Amazing. And one other key thing that comes with this product and where the magic really happens, Kai, is in the community, because we've got over 1,000 people already that have joined this product. Kai, tell us about the community and what happens there.
Yeah, so the community is the place, one, to access us, our research team, if you have questions, but also to access the other listeners and the other readers. People have been that read Milk Road and now that will be listening to Milk Road, they've been in the space for a long time. So it's not just about coming in and hearing what I have to say or what some of our research team has to say. It's learning from the other community that's really in this space. I mean, we just launched this and updated actually the channels. We have market analysis channels. We have degen trading channels. We have airdrop farming channels. It's where all the alpha lives, right? There's not as much alpha on the newsletter because it's slower. It takes a while to write these out. But alpha can be immediate inside this Discord channel, and it comes from, you know, hundreds of people. So there's a lot of opportunity in there. We also do live AMAs. And so it's the place to really get down and dirty and like really, really understand what's going on in this space. So it's the alpha spot. That's what we're calling that for now. So make sure you check that out. That all comes as part of the pro membership.
All right. So if I want to get these weekly reports, I want to get this daily analysis that comes in the free newsletter. I want to get this access to this community. Kai, how much is it going to cost me? How do I get it?
Yeah. So right now, we actually just finished our early bird campaign. So as we launch this, but for those listening to the podcast, we're giving a podcast specific discount. The link is in the show notes. All you got to do is click there. It'll take you to the landing page where you can sign up. You can pay monthly, you can pay yearly, but you're going to get 25% off right now because you're a podcast listener. That campaign ended on Wednesday, the early bird one. But we figured, you know what, for podcast people, let's extend it for you guys. And you can get 25% off today. I think it's $22 a month or $200 a year. But with 25% off, you're going to save a bunch. So why not do that? So yeah, go check that out. Get in there. There is so much happening in that Discord right now. I've been literally sitting in it all day. It's been a good time.
It is a good time. It's incredible to see how many people are sharing advice. And that's the thing. Really, as you go through your crypto journey, the most important thing you need is a squad. The most important thing you need is people you can trust, people that are on this journey with you. And that's what everybody is doing together while they have a glass of milk in the Pro Discord server. So make sure you guys go pro today, get that 25% off discount and join us. Kai, before we wrap here, I just want to remind everybody that we got a fun competition right now to celebrate the launch of Milk Road Radio, something that can help us grow and reach the most amount of people possible, because we want the most amount of people to onboard on chain, but we want them to do it in a safe and secure manner. And so they need to listen to these types of shows that give them that, not just the hype, but the real stuff, the fundamentals. So right now, whatever platform you are listening to this on or watching it, if you're watching it on YouTube, please subscribe or follow our channel. And when you do that, take a screenshot of that and then post that screenshot on X or Instagram and tag at Milk Road Daily so that we know about it. And we will pick a few people to win some Milk Road swag. We got some sweet Milk Road swag. I love it. I can't wait to get my own, to be honest. And we've also got some free access to Milk Road Pro that we're going to give you guys away. So lots of opportunities to win, to have some fun, celebrate this launch. Let's go.
Let's go. It feels good, man. We got the milkman laying up above us here. I love to see that. It's nice.
Love to see it. Okay, everybody. Well, thanks so much for giving us time today, for listening in. We hope you are as excited as Milk Road Radio as we are. Take a deep breath. Whatever you're doing, enjoy life. Hug your family. Hug your kids. Hug your brother, your sister, your parent. Life's good. Life's beautiful. We love you guys. We'll see you guys later on this week for the weekly rollup.
Thank you for listening to Milk Road Radio, the easiest path to get smarter about crypto. If you like this episode, share it and hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss out on the next one. There's also a link in the description to our free 5-minute daily newsletter where we simplify crypto for you while making you laugh. And if you're willing to step up your crypto investing game, then we'll leave a link to Milk Road Pro as well, your number one resource to help you invest successfully in crypto. One final note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and nothing we say is financial advice. Crypto is risky, so you should never invest more than you're willing to lose. Thank you, friends, and we'll see you in the next one.